بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Respected listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, and welcome back to another edition of Tafsir Bites with me, Mulana Muhsin. Alhamdulillah, last night the 29th juz of the Holy Quran was completed, and in it Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started off with Surah Al-Mulk, which translates as the kingdom. And Allah speaks about everything that is in His control, and Allah uses the word biyadihi al-mulk, which translates as the entire creation in His hands. So the ulama and the mufassirin write and tell us, and say when something is in the hands of a person, then this shows complete control. So likewise, the fact that the creation, everything is in the control of Allah, shows and proves that Allah is such that He is so perfect and there can be no flaw, there can be no mistake. Very often disbelievers use the term God's mistake or God has made a mistake. Beloved listeners, we must not tune towards these words, as these are blasphemous, because Allah does not make any mistake. Allah guide us and Allah protect us. Then we moved into Surah Al-Qalam, and this is named after the pen. Ubadah ibn Samit radiallahu anhu, he mentions and he says in a hadith, the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said that the first thing to be created was the pen. The first thing to be created was the pen, and Allah ordered it to write. And when it was asked what must it write, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, start writing taqdeer. Of which a riwayat and a narration in Muslim Sharif, where Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said that Allah wrote the taqdeer of all His creations 50,000 years before creating the heavens and the earth. Allahu Akbar. That means before we even step foot on planet Earth, Allah already had written the taqdeer of every person to come, and every person will come till the day of Qiyamah and beyond. Because only Allah knows what will be the condition of the person, whether a person will go into Jannah or Jahannam, etc. So this shows the might, this shows the wisdom, this shows the power, this shows the ability, of which no one, no deity at all, can ever match the superbness and the greatness of Allah. May Allah keep us in His beautiful deen, inshaAllah. The one ayah that I would like to share with you from Surah Al-Qalam is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَوْمَ يُكْشَفُ عَنْ سَاقِ وَيُدْعُونَ إِلَى السُّجُودِ فَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ. Now, Allama Suyuti rahimullah, in one kitab called Budur al-Safira, he mentions and he says that on the day of Qiyamah, people will come forward. And the idols will be brought forward, like how I mentioned previously, and it will take people into the fire of Jahannam. Then there will be a group of so-called believers who will come, and it will be told to them that Allah is coming, and everyone must prostrate. As a result of which, people will fall into prostration, into sajda, but there will be some people who will not be able to go. And the riwayat mentions that their backs will become as hard as planks, as solid and as strong as a plank. They won't be able to go into sajda, and they will wonder in bewilderment, what is happening here? Then it will be said to them, these are those people that when they were given a chance to make sajda to Allah in the world, they did not fall into sajda, as a result of which the sajda they make today will not be counted, and they will also go into the fire of Jahannam. Allah protect us. This shows how important it is for us to keep abreast with our salah. Beloved listeners, we're coming towards the end of Ramadan. One of the things that we need to draw from the month of Ramadan is the longevity and is the the performance of our salah to move on to the next month. Alhamdulillah, in this month we've read all our salah, which is good, which is great, alhamdulillah. Let us take it a step further and continue till the next Ramadan and the Ramadan after it until we meet Allah. May Allah make it easy for us. Then we moved into Surah Al-Jinn, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the process of the jinnat, how they would go up and listen into the heavens, and they would listen about what was going to take place the next day, and the angels would see them and they will fling pieces of stars at them. Now, very often amongst the common practice of people is that they say, when you see a shooting star, you must make a wish. This is contrary to the Islamic belief. In fact, a Muslim, when he sees a shooting star, he must recite La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, because this refers to an angel taking a piece of star and throwing it at the shaitan. So what used to happen was, these jinnat would go up, they would listen to the story and come back down and tell the whisperers of the earth, the fortune tellers of the earth. And these people now would convey this message to people, and people will get engrossed by them. In today's time, we know it as, star signs. It's not permissible. It is not permissible to recite to read the stars that they are out there in the papers, newspapers, etc., whatever it may be. But sometimes, they say curiosity kills the cat. And one occasion I did happen to read a few, and I found it so laughable. It was so funny. It's so ambiguous. I mean, they put a statement, your day will be fine. I mean, everybody's day is going to be fine. For a policeman who's out there in the field, if he comes back with his life and his body intact, then for him, his day was fine. If a person passes an exam, then for them, their day is fine. If a person passes a driving test, for them, their day is fine. If a person comes home to a beautiful meal his wife had cooked, then for them, their day is fine. So everyone's day is fine. These people just put words in it. And it's so amazing that people fall into it. May Allah guide us and may Allah protect us. Then there's one particular ayah that I would like to share with you in Surah Al-Haqqa, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the people who are given their book in the right hand. May Allah make us from amongst these people, and how they will jump up for joy, telling everyone to come and have a look at my results, come and have a look at my reports. I didn't get 6 A's or 7 A's, I got more than that. So Allah says these are those people who are going to into Jannah, and then those will be given their books in their left hand, and this will be a means of destruction for them, and they will go into the fire of Jahannam. But Allah speaks about the chains of Jahannam. So Allah says and uses the word fasluku. Allah uses the word fasluku. They will be chained. In one narration, it is stated, when the fire of Jahannam will become, tuqadu bi sab'ina alfa zimamin, it will be brought with 70,000 chains. And each chain will have 70,000 angels pulling it. And the link that is in one chain, the distance of one link's end to the other is the distance between the heaven and the earth. And in another narration, it says that the people of Jahannam will be chained. And one statement is made that the chain will be put through the nasal cavity of a person and taken out through the posterior. May Allah protect us. May Allah guide us. Can you imagine how difficult that punishment will be? And then in another ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the sparks of the fire of Jahannam. Innaha tarmi bisharrin kalqasr. That the fire of Jahannam, one spark of the fire of Jahannam, is the size of the largest castle on the face of the earth. Allahu Akbar. I mean, can you imagine a spark of Jahannam the size of the biggest castle on the face of this earth? Can you imagine how big will the fire of Jahannam be? So beloved listeners, in the last few days of the month of Ramadan, one way to save ourselves from the fire of Jahannam is to excessively read, Allahumma ajirni minan nar, Allahumma ajirni minan nar, O Allah, save me from the fire of Jahannam, O Allah, save me from the fire of Jahannam. That being said, we've come to the end. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. May Allah guide us. May Allah save us and our families and our progeny till the day of Qiyamah from the horrors of the day of Qiyamah and the horrors in the fire of Jahannam. May Allah enter us into internal bliss, which is Jannatul Firdaus. Inshallah, have a wonderful day. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.